The Lord is good
all the time.
The Lord is good
all the time.
And all the time.
The Lord is good.
Good morning, church.
Amen.
On behalf of myself and our church family here in Newport-on-Tay, I would like to welcome all those who are worshiping with us this morning, especially those who are doing so for the first time or doing so after a long while. Special welcome to members of the Presbyterian Church in Cameroon who live in the United Kingdom. Some of them are elders in the Church of Scotland, but they are keeping their heritage as Cameroonian Presbyterians. They are members of the Guild who are worshiping with us from England, but also from Glasgow here in Scotland. And welcome as well to our brothers and sisters who are on Zoom, worshiping with us, and those who will be listening to our worship service afterwards from our church's website. The intimations are printed out on the order of service in your hands. Please try to read them. And just to mention that the journal for this month is out, try and pick up a copy and please read it. I will now invite Francis to give us an important announcement.
Good morning.
Good morning.
God is good indeed. As you are aware, following Amos's update last week, we were conducting interviews yesterday for the position of our children and youth worker. Now, after an extensive advertising campaign, two paper sifts, and that final determination of three, they were invited to two interviews each yesterday. The first dealt with their ability to create a lesson plan based on a piece of scripture focused on either a group of Sunday school age children or a group of youth. Following that, they then attended an interview with four representatives from the church, one from youth ministry, one from Sunday club, our minister, Amos, and the line manager of our youth worker, Evelyn, who chaired the interview panel. And we are delighted to announce that one candidate met, in fact, exceeded our person specification parameters and has since been contacted and has verbally accepted the post. We now move into that period of consolidation when we seek the references and then move forward with the securing of the PVG certification for this individual. So in terms of timescales, we're probably looking towards the end of June, the beginning of July. For all those in the congregation who have prayed about the progress of our group and the selection of candidates, we thank you very much. God is good indeed, and again, He has provided. Thank you.
Let us take a moment of silence and prepare ourselves for worship. Let us worship God. Our first hymn, 132, Immortal, Invisible God, Only Wise.
Immortal, invisible God, only wise.
Let us pray. Almighty God, we come before you with hearts lifted in praise, as your people did in 1 Chronicles, declaring that yours, O Lord, is the greatness, the power, and the glory. We thank you for bringing us into a new month. Thank you for your faithfulness through April, for life, for provision, for protection, and for every unseen blessing. We give you thanks for all who were born in April, and especially for the gift of life you have given to myself. As friends and family gather here in Newport on Tay, we rejoice in your goodness that unites us across places and traditions. Receive our praise, O God, for you are worthy. Merciful God, as we stand at the beginning of this new month, we confess that we have not lived as we ought. Forgive us for the sins of the month that is now ended, for words spoken carelessly, for things left undone, for moments we chose our will over yours. Cleanse us, renew us, and restore us. Let your mercy carry us into me with new hearts and new strength. Help us to walk in obedience, in love, and in truth, so that in all we do this month, your name will be glorified. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our next hymn, 189, Be Still, for the Presence of the Lord, the Holy One, is here.
Thank you.
Good morning, children. Good morning, children. How are you this morning? Are you good? Are you enjoying the weather today? Really? You're enjoying the weather? It's not so good. Okay, if you are happy and you know, clap your hands. If you are happy and you know, you clap your hands. If you are happy and you know, you clap your hands. If you are happy and you know, and you really want to show. If you are happy and you know, you clap your hands. All of us are happy. Now, how many of you like singing? You all like singing? Not all of you raised your hands. Why do you like singing? It's fun and enjoyable. That's a very good answer. Last week I watched Ariel, Gilead, Daniel, Grace, and others singing last week at Tadams. You were singing and acting, okay? That was beautiful. So singing is a beautiful thing. Have you ever found yourself singing so loudly, maybe at home, in the car, and just shouting? Have you ever done that? You have. You have. Where was that? In the car. You were just singing and enjoying yourself. I want to talk to you about singing. In the Bible, Jesus Christ was in the temple and people were coming to him. He was healing them. Those who were blind were seeing, and those who were lame were walking. And then, do you know who started singing? Children. The children were shouting and singing, saying, "Hallelujah, Hosanna." But the adults, they were not happy, and they wanted to stop the children. And Jesus said to them that children can also sing, that the voices of children are also necessary. And there's a big lesson that Jesus Christ was teaching. What he was saying is that your voices matter, and that when you talk to God, he also listens. How do we talk to God? How do we talk to God? In prayer. We talk to God in prayer. So prayer is talking to God. When we pray, we are talking to God. And so your voices are very important, not just for singing, but especially for talking to God in prayer. So we should not be shy when we are in church. That is why I love it sometimes when we are singing and I see some of you clapping your hands. Sometimes I want to clap, but I'm shy because no other person claps in this church except myself. So I want to see you children clapping your hands and singing. So remember today that when you talk to God, God listens just like he listens to the adults. Let us pray. Gracious God, our Heavenly Father, you have put and given praise in the lips of children, and we thank you for our children in this congregation. Week after week when they come in, we pray, O God, that you open their hearts so that they continue to grow in their faith. Today, O Father, you remind us that the voices of children are also important. May we learn that lesson and continue to give them a chance to speak out for themselves and especially to speak to you. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Birthday blessings.
Good morning. Have any of our young people had a birthday in the past month or so, and what's come up for birthday blessings? Yeah? Come and stand up with me. Can you tell everybody your name?
Alex.
And how old are you?
9.
Wow. And did you celebrate your birthday recently?
Yeah.
What did you do to celebrate?
We were in St. Cyrus and we went to the beach with our cousins.
Oh, that sounds amazing. Was it really sunny?
Yeah.
And did you get to go in the water?
A bit.
Yeah. And what sort of things do you like doing at school?
Art.
Right. Yeah. And anything out of school? Do you go to any clubs?
Piano.
Piano. And I think a lovely lady in our congregation maybe teaches you. Yeah, that's amazing. Well, we've also got someone else behind me that I think has had a birthday. Would you like to tell everyone your name?
My name is Amos.
Well, I hear it's not quite a big birthday yet.
No.
But I hope you had some nice celebrations. You've got some lovely folk with you here today.
Yes.
But why not tell us a little bit about what you enjoy doing? We know you're our minister, but maybe some people don't actually know your hobbies and things. So why don't you share with us?
I like preaching. I like watching movies. Mm-hmm. I like studying, of course, mm-hmm. and writing. Mm-hmm. And this morning I was reading the article which I've written for the magazine, and I thought that was a really beautiful piece. Please read it. So I've had a good time, yeah, and I also like playing with the children, and of course so many other things, mm-hmm. but I like enjoying life also.
Amazing, thank you. Well, there is something special coming your way, so I'd like to invite, I'm not sure what one of you ladies has got something to present to Amos.
I think all of them are just coming.
Are you all coming? Yeah, go for it. Thank you, that was amazing. Would you like to say anything?
Yes. Thank you, everybody. Appreciate you all just giving us 1 minute of your time so that we can appreciate Reverend Dr. ABC, we call him. So this is his, not quite the big birthday, but I'm standing here with my lovely sisters, and we've all come from England. So I've come from Coventry, London, Leicester,
Glasgow,
Derby, and Manchester, and of course, Newport. So we've all come from far and wide, and we thought, it's not his big birthday, but why not surprise him? So he was very surprised with this cake. Why not surprise him and celebrate? So I think you all know who we are. We've been here so many times. We're part of the Christian Women Fellowship, and we have our president of the Christian Women Fellowship here as well. So I'm just stealing. I'm the secretary, so I'm not the boss. She's the boss. She's the boss, and she's right here. And we just thought, why not come and say thank you to the Reverend for his life? Thank you for the fellowship. Thank you for the leadership he provides for us, and also the support that he gives us as well, because he fellowships with us as well and really, really prays for us. Why not come and celebrate with him, which is what we're doing today. So we hope after the service, piece of cake, why not share with us, okay?
And thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Just to end that off, I would love for us to sing Happy Birthday, please, Hannah. Thank you.
Happy birthday.
Our next hymn is from Junior Praise 258. That's the one you can dance and clap your hands if you want. This Little Light of Mine.
Thank you. Let us listen for the word of God. Our first lesson reading is from the Old Testament, from the first book of Chronicles at chapter 16, and we're going to read verses 1, then 7 to 21, and verses 34 to 36. Verse 1. They brought the ark of God and set it inside the tent that David had pitched for it. And they presented burnt offerings and fellowship offerings before God. Verse 7. That day David first committed to Asaph and his associates this psalm of thanks to the Lord. Give thanks to the Lord, call on his name, make known among the nations what he has done. Sing to him, sing praise to him, tell of all his wonderful acts. Glory in his holy name, let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Look to the Lord and his strength, seek his face always, remember the wonders he has done, his miracles and the judgments he pronounced, O descendants of Israel, his servant, O sons of Jacob, his chosen ones. He is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. He remembers his covenant forever, the word he commanded for 1,000 generations, the covenant he made with Abraham, the oath he swore to Isaac. He confirmed it to Jacob as a decree, to Israel as an everlasting covenant. To you I will give the land of Canaan as the portion you will inherit. When they were but a few in number, few indeed and strangers in it, they wandered from nation to nation, from one kingdom to another. He allowed no man to oppress them. For their sake he rebuked kings. And then at verse 34, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Cry out, save us, O God, our Savior, gather us and deliver us from the nations, that we may give thanks to your holy name, that we may glory in your praise. Praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. Then all the people said, Amen, and praise the Lord. And then from the New Testament, we turn to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 21, verses 14 to 17. Jesus at the temple. The blind and the lame came to him at the temple, and he healed them. But when the chief priests and the teachers of the law saw the wonderful things he did and the children shouting in the temple area, Hosanna to the Son of God, they were indignant. Do you hear what these children are saying? They asked him. Yes, replied Jesus. Have you never read, from the lips of children and infants you have ordained praise? And he left them and went out of the city to Bethany, where he spent the night. Thanks be to God.
Our next hymn is Take My Life, Lord, Let It Be. It's number 502.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Lord of all nations, in a world of noise and uncertainty, quiet our hearts to hear your voice. As your word is proclaimed, open our eyes to see Christ, our minds to understand truth, and open our hearts to respond with faith and praise. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, think with me this morning on the theme, when praise becomes hope. When praise becomes hope. And let me begin with a small confession. Since arriving in Scotland, I have been trying to understand a few important cultural realities, and one of them being the weather. I was told, if you don't like the weather, just wait 5 minutes. I tried that. And after 5 minutes, it was still raining, just more confidently. And then someone said, but that's the beauty of Scotland. You learn to carry on regardless, whether it's wind, rain, or a sudden burst of sunshine that feels like a national holiday. Life goes on. People show up, they greet one another, and yes, they still find a reason to smile, even if it's through a bit of drizzle. Now, standing here today with friends from the Presbyterian Church in Cameroon, coming from other parts of the United Kingdom, and gathered in Newport-on-Tay, worshiping together in the Church of Scotland, I am reminded of something simple but profound. Life does not wait for perfect conditions before it invites us to be grateful. But here is the deeper question. How do we praise God when conditions are not just inconvenient, but really uncertain? When economies struggle in the United Kingdom, when political tensions rise in the United States, when communities in Cameroon face hardship and instability, how do we still say Hosanna? And now, as we watch conflicts unfold in places like Iran, with consequences that ripple far beyond their borders, affecting markets, livelihoods, and the fragile sense of global stability, we begin to feel how interconnected our world truly is. Even here in Newport and across in Dundee, in the quiet rhythms of daily life, we are not untouched. Our emotional and spiritual tanks can run low. We carry concern, fatigue, and sometimes a quiet heaviness we cannot easily name. So the question becomes even more pressing when the world feels unpredictable and our inner reserves are nearly empty. Where do we find the strength to keep praising? The philosopher Soren Kierkegaard once wrote, life is not a problem to be solved, but a reality to be experienced. And perhaps for the Christian, that experience is most deeply expressed not in control, but in praise, especially in seasons when life feels anything but predictable. This is exactly the question our text invites us to consider. In Matthew 21, 14 to 17, Jesus has just entered Jerusalem. The city is tense. It is Passover season, a time when political anxiety is high because people remember liberation from oppression. The Roman authorities are watching closely. The religious leaders are anxious to maintain order. Into this fragile moment walks Jesus, not with an army, but with authority. He cleanses the temple, overturning what had become a system of exploitation. And then something remarkable happens. The blind and the lame came to him in the temple, and he healed them. Friends, do not miss the contrast. In a place that had become a marketplace of control and power, Jesus restores it as a place of healing. And while the leaders are disturbed, the children begin to cry out, "Hosanna to the Son of David." Now, historically, this moment would have been deeply unsettling. The title Son of David is not just religious, it is political. It suggests kingship, authority, and a new order. For the chief priests and scribes, this is dangerous. They are not celebrating, they are threatened. And yet, Jesus responds by quoting scripture, "Out of the mouth of infants and nursing babies, you have prepared praise." He affirms the voices that others try to silence. To understand this more fully, we turn to First Chronicles 16, where David brings the Ark of the Covenant into Jerusalem. There, he appoints singers and declares, "Give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name, sing to him, sing praises to him, tell of all his wondrous works." In Chronicles, praise is not a luxury. It is a declaration of God's reign in the midst of uncertainty. Israel was not always stable politically or economically, but praise anchored them in something greater than their circumstances. So when we return to Matthew, we see that Jesus is doing something profound. He's not just accepting praise, he is redefining it. Praise is no longer confined to rituals or controlled by authorities. It erupts from the hearts of those who recognize God at work, even in fragile moments. Now, let us bring this into our world. In the United Kingdom and across Europe, many feel the strain of economic pressures, rising costs, and a sense of uncertainty about the future. In the United States, political divisions often dominate the public space, leaving many weary and disillusioned. In Cameroon, our home country, and other parts of Africa, communities continue to navigate complex social and economic realities, sometimes with limited resources and fragile systems. Across these contexts, there is a common thread. People are tired. Tired of instability, tired of promises that do not materialize, and tired of systems that seem to benefit a few while many people struggle. And into that weariness, the gospel of Jesus Christ speaks. Jesus enters a tent city, confronts what is broken, restores what is wounded, and receives praise not from the powerful, but from the humble. And this tells us something important. Hope does not begin in systems. It begins in the presence of Christ. The blind and the lame in the temple represent those often overlooked in society, the vulnerable and the marginalized. Jesus does not ignore them. He moves toward them. And this is where praise is born, not in comfort, but in encounter. The children too remind us that praise is not always sophisticated. It is simple, honest recognition. God is here. And perhaps this is what we need today. In a world of complex problems, God invites us to a simple but powerful response, to recognize his presence and to respond with praise. But let us be clear, this is not escapism. Praise is not pretending everything is fine. In both Matthew and Chronicles, praise happens in the midst of real challenges. It is an act of faith that says, despite what we see, God is still at work. In fact, praise reshapes us. It lifts our perspective. It reminds us that our identity is not defined by economic trends, political systems, or social struggles, but by the God who reigns over all. As N.T. Wright puts it, Christian worship is the glad shout that God is God and we are his people. And when we truly grasp that, something changes. We become people who bring healing into broken spaces, just as Jesus did in the temple. We become people who speak hope where others speak despair. We become people who refuse to let cynicism have the final word. So let me ask you honestly and quietly before God as I bring this to a close. What is it in your life right now that makes praise difficult? Is it the weight of anxiety that never quite lifts? The quiet battles of the mind, overthinking, fear, sleepless nights? Is it a strained relationship, words spoken that cannot be taken back, or love that feels distant? Is it disappointment? Plans that did not unfold, doors that remained closed, or the slow ache of things not turning out as you hoped for? These are real. They are human. And they can silence even the strongest voice of praise. But now let me ask you another question. What is it that still gives you reason to praise? The breath in your lungs this very moment? The gift of waking up today? The presence of family, of friends, of people who know your name and carry your story? The quiet goodness of shared meals, of laughter, and of belonging? The grace that even in brokenness, life continues, and God has not withdrawn his presence. You see, my friends, praise does not begin when life is perfect. It begins when we recognize that God is still present in the imperfect. There is a story told of John Wesley who once wrote in his journal after a difficult day, "I sang and my heart was strengthened." Not because his circumstances changed immediately, but because something within him did. Song has always been the laughter of resilience and the language of resilience in the Christian story. From the Psalms of David in distress to Paul and Silas singing in prison at midnight. So today we are invited to do the same. To lift our voices, not because everything is settled, but because God is still worthy. Hosanna to the Son of David. For when praise rises, even quietly, even trembling, it carries the weary soul upward until somehow hope begins to sing again. Let us pray. Lord God, in a world that often feels heavy, teach us to lift our voices in praise. When we are discouraged, remind us of your faithfulness. When we are uncertain, anchor us in your truth. Make us instruments of your healing, carriers of your hope, and people whose lives declare Hosanna to the Son of David. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. Our next hymn, Love Divine, All Loves Excelling, is 519.
Thank you.
Please be seated. We will now light the peace candle towards the end of the service. And I will invite one of our visitors, one of the women. Can you just come forward, please, and help us light this candle? What we are doing in this church is saying, no matter how small the light, it can dispel the darkness that we are currently facing in the world. So it's our own small way of saying that we want the light of God to shine. This is an Android lighter, which we have because we are an Android church. So you just press and hold that and put this. Yes, press that. Oh. Thank you. Let us pray. Let us dedicate the offering. Faithful God, everything we have comes from you. As we bring these offerings, we do so with grateful hearts. Accept them as an act of worship and thanksgiving. Use these gifts to advance your work, to bless your church, and to reach to those in need. As we give shape our lives to be living offerings, faithful and pleasing to you, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. Let us intercede, let us pray, and there is a responsory, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Gracious God, you are the Lord of all nations, and your praise rises above every circumstance. We bring before you a world where there is unrest, uncertainty, and weariness. We pray for peace where there is conflict, for wisdom where there is division, and for hope where hearts are heavy. We remember places of tension and fear, including Iran and other regions affected by instability. We pray for leaders to act with justice and humility, and for communities to find strength and resilience in the face of hardship. Lord, in your mercy. God of compassion, we lift before you nations facing economic strain and social uncertainty. Here in the United Kingdom, across Europe, and in the United States, grant wisdom to those in authority, relief to those who struggle, and renewed hope to those who feel overwhelmed. Lord, in your mercy. Faithful God, we remember your people in Cameroon, where many continue to live with challenges and uncertainty. Strengthen your church, sustain families, and bring peace where there is unrest. Let your light shine in every place of difficulty, including areas where there is still war. Lord, in your mercy. Loving God, we pray for your church throughout the world, that it may be a place of healing, truth, and hope. Bless the witness of your people in the Church of Scotland, the Methodist Church, and especially all other churches seeking to unite with us in faith, deepen our love, and strengthen our mission together. Lord, in your mercy. Gracious Lord, we give thanks for our church families, and for the Cameroonian PCC family gathered here in the Newport on Tay Church. We thank you for their faith, their services, and for all the members across different places. We ask, O God, that as they gather to worship and to celebrate, fill this time with joy, unity, and your abiding presence. Bless our journeys, our homes, and our witness, that wherever we serve, we may be instruments of your grace. Lord, in your mercy. Merciful God, we bring before you those who are sick, anxious, or burdened in any way. Those whose praise feels difficult today, meet them in their need. Bring healing to the broken, comfort to the grieving, and strength to the weary. Lord, in your mercy. Father, we commit this month of May into your hands. Go before us in all we do. Bless our work, our homes, our health, and our relationships. Let your favor rest upon us and your peace dwell within us. May this month be fruitful, joyful, and guided by your Spirit. Everlasting God, Teach us to be people of praise even in uncertain times. Let our lives reflect your goodness, and let hope rise in us and through us. We offer all these prayers in the name of Jesus Christ, the one who restores, who renews, and the one who reigns. Amen. We bring this service to its close, singing Blessed Assurance, Jesus is Mine. It is number 561. Go in peace and serve the Lord. The Lord bless you and watch over you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May God, who knows the thoughts and the desires of every heart, guide and strengthen and fill you with all spiritual blessings and grace, that you may daily rejoice and be ready to give an account of your faith in the world.